from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ah, yes, the familiar sounds of the quiz show. It's Paul against me, me against Paul. Paul leads the series 3-1. I'm hoping to cut it to 3-2. Limits, please explain the rules.
There are 7 questions in the quiz show. The first 6 questions are worth 1 point. The final question is worth a rousing 3 points. Paul is up 3-1 in the best of 7 series after going ahead 3-0.
No, Joe, it's not a best of 7 series. It's a 162 game season. He's 3-1. I'm 1-3.
In the 162 game season, Paul is off to a great 3-1 start.
Hopefully he won't collapse like the Pirates did. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm ready if Paul is. Who goes first?
So Paul received the first question last week. So Joe, I think it's fair for you to receive the first question after winning last time.
We didn't do anything last week, but I get your point.
Last time, but yes. Joe.
Yes.
The Pirates will play the Texas Rangers.
I know.
At home after playing against the Seattle Mariners.
That's interesting.
The Seattle Mariners' all-time home run leader is Ken Griffey Jr.
I know.
Who is the Rangers' all-time home run leader?
Oh, is that a good question? The Texas Rangers' all-time home run leader.
I can see him.
I'm going to say Pete Incaviglia.
No. Incorrect.
God, I can see him.
You have to have the buzzer, don't you?
I can see his face.
Paul?
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh,
if Paul doesn't get it.
I have an idea who Paul is going to say.
Oh, I can see his face.
Paul, 5 seconds.
I can't think of his name.
3.
No guess.
2.
No.
I can't even think of his name. I'm not gonna.
Adrian Beltre.
Adrian Beltre is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry I said that.
That's okay. I accept your apology.
Well, I give up.
That's
too,
who
then.
I would have guessed.
Yeah.
That's who I would have guessed.
The Texas Rangers. The Texas. This... Oh, I know who it is. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Rafael Palmeiro is 2nd.
You son of a Boris Yeltsin.
This surprised me. I did not know that this was the leader, home run leader for the Texas Rangers.
Ooh.
Paul, are you out of guesses?
I didn't make a guess. I would have guessed Beltre.
I know who it is.
Do you actually know who it is this time?
Pudge Rodriguez.
No. Juan Gonzalez with 372 home runs.
I drafted him in our first home run draft in Buffalo.
Juan gone.
All right, next. We got to hurry because Ian O'Connor's coming up.
At 140.
0-0.
Paul, next question's to you.
I felt insulted by your response.
Aaron Judge hit his 100th career home run yesterday. He became the fastest player to hit 300 home runs in MLB history. Who was the previous fastest player to hit 300 home runs in MLB history?
The fastest.
The fastest.
The fastest.
Previous to Aaron Judge.
To
huh?
Aaron Judge.
Correct.
And holy if, horse and milk.
If you were paying attention, MLB Network had the graphic on the TV on during the show earlier today, and that's where I got this from.
I didn't see it. Fastest to 300 home runs, I would probably have to say Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. is incorrect.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry. it's just a natural reaction
Willie
to say
Mays.
That.
Willie Mays is incorrect.
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron is incorrect. Are you almost ready for your hint?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Pirate.
Barry Bonds.
No.
Wilfer Dornell Stargell.
No.
Oh, come on.
Honus Wagner.
No.
Ron interviewed him once. Ralph Kiner.
I was going to say.
Yeah, baby.
Ralph Kiner. 1,087 games it took Ralph Kiner.
Nobody cares about
it
that.
It took under 1,000 games for Aaron Judge.
All right,
Joe,
Paul,
you
I'm
get
up,
a point.
I'm up 1-0. People who teams that get a lead in games usually win. That's a fact, Paul.
And yes. Joe, the next question is to you.
Yes.
Joe, the Seattle Mariners tied the record for the most wins in baseball in 2001.
I remember.
How many games did they win?
Oh, that's a great question. 115.
115 is incorrect.
Boy, do I not like you.
Ask me it again.
Mariner set the all-time record with wins in the 2000, whatever it was. How many wins?
119.
No.
118.
No.
120.
No.
117.
No.
116.
Yes, the one number you did not say.
116.
This is unbelievable that he gets credit for that. All he did was guess the ones I didn't guess.
No.
You said 115. It was
118 and 117 and 119.
The one right in between that you did not say.
All right, it's 1-1. My turn.
No, it's Paul's turn. That question was asked to you.
Mm.
Paul.
Yes. Go ahead.
Outside of quarterbacks, skill position players, who is the Steelers' all-time leader in touchdowns scored?
Paul doesn't know the answer to this.
All-time leader.
To one. I'm sorry, Paul.
All-time leader in touchdown scored.
Touchdown scored, yes.
Non-quarterback.
Bettis?
Jerome Bettis is incorrect.
Wow. Franco.
Franco Harris is correct.
Yeah, baby.
Fuck. Yahoo! Come on.
2-1, my lead.
Paul, do I have to dump you? Did you say something there you weren't supposed to?
Did he swear?
I don't know.
We'll do it just in case.
Wait, are we back?
We're good. Question. Yeah, you got to play it safe sometimes.
Play it safe.
2-1, my lead.
Joe.
Yes?
The question is to you.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the most interceptions in Steelers history? And Joe, I will take two answers from you if you get one of these two players because I won't give you any hints.
The most interceptions, in Steelers history.
In Steelers history.
Jack Butler.
Jack Butler is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry.
Paul?
Donnie Shell, Rod Woodson.
One guess.
You said I'd take...
He said he would take one of two, but just give one.
All right, Donnie Shell.
Donnie Shell is incorrect. So, I'll give you the hint. Interceptions were not an official stat until later on in football, but a lot of stat organizations and places have gone back and counted the number of interceptions that, like, the 70s Steelers, the 60s Steelers,
okay.
The Jack Butlers of the world would have.
Yeah. Mel Blunt.
Mel Blunt is correct.
Thank you, City Limits. I'm up 3-1. Paul's losing.
Unofficial number, Mel Blunt has 57. Rod Woodson, which Paul said second, has 38 as the true, quote-unquote, official number.
So I was right.
No, he wasn't.
You gave two answers, and I said pick one.
There's no need to quibble. I was right, and Paul's down 3-1.
You told me to give you two answers.
No, I said I'd accept one of two answers.
Exactly, and I gave you Rod Woodson.
After you, and I said, pick
after
one of the
he
two.
Said, pick one.
And then you ended up saying Jack Butler.
Oh, okay. All it, right. No problem.
Eject said, him from the game.
No problem.
3-1, Miley.
Let's do it again. No problem.
Paul, I think you'll like this question.
Is this the last question?
No, this is question six.
All right.
Because one question, nobody won.
I can so clinch at least a tie here.
Yes, it's 3-1, Joe. Paul, 23 years ago in spring training, Mariners legend Randy Johnson, then with the Arizona Diamondbacks, made for one of the weirdest and saddest baseball plays ever in history in spring training when he was on the mound. What was it?
He killed a bird with a ball.
He killed a bird with a ball.
Are you kidding me with that as a quiz question?
Yes!
Yes, it was a pretty vague question, too.
No, it wasn't. Who cares? It's 3-2 my lead going into the last one.
Okay, Joe.
Whoever gets this wins because it's a three-point question, correct?
That's correct. That is correct. And Paul is up 3-1 in the series.
All right.
Joe.
Yes?
The Pirates have lost 10 games in a row for the second time this decade.
I know.
2023 and 2021. They did it last year. The first time they did it this decade was on June 16th, 2021, in a 3-1 loss to the Washington Nationals. How many players can you name from the lineup that started on that day on Wednesday, June 16th, 2021, in Washington? Of the 9 starters in the Pirates lineup, how many can you name? I really like this question.
And you're asking me because if I say, let's say 2, then Paul has to name 3
That's
to
correct.
Win. 3? To win?
That is correct.
I can name 2 players from that lineup. Paul?
I would hope you would. Paul, how many could you name? Would you like Joe to name 2, or do you think you can get more? Do you think you can name 3?
2021?
2021 Pirates.
Oh, my God. It all runs together for me. I would say let Joe go.
Joe can name 2.
All I have to do is name 2? Yes.
This is way too easy, Paul.
I don't know if I can name 2.
You don't know if you can name 2.
Yes. Plus it was a Wednesday. I don't know if it was Shelty's Wednesday lineup.
It was 2021,
all right, here we go.
Right?
Here we go. All I have to do is name 2?
All you have to do is name 2 of the 9 in the order.
Okay. Brian Reynolds.
Yes.
O'Neill Cruz.
Oh, my word. No,
I hate you.
No,
I hate
O'Neill
you
Cruz.
So much.
That's why I didn't want to do it.
Why did I hate you?
Why did you not say keep Brian Hayes?
I thought it was
because
Hayes.
He stinks.
But he was on the team.
So was O'Neill Cruz.
O'Neill Cruz did not make his major league debut yet until the end of the 2022 season.
Oh, for God's
sake. Or the middle
sakes.
Of the or the end of the 21 season, end of the 22 season.
Reynolds was on that team too, right?
Brian Reynolds, he said
yes,
Reynolds.
Oh, Reynolds. All right.
Would you like the lineup?
Reynolds, Hayes.
I can't remember.
Anyone else, Paul?
Jeez. That's what I'm saying. All these teams run together.
Who was
for
the shortstop before Cruz? They were all horrible.
Kevin Newman batting .202
Newman.
On the day.
Oh, Kevin Newman. That's right.
Adam Frazier led off at second base and was batting .324.
Oh. Yeah.
Key Brian Hayes batted second, had a walk and a hit in the game. Brian Reynolds had 2 hits in an RBI, the only run driven in.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanup hitter. Batting .204 with a .344 slugging percentage in right field. Number 25, Gregory Polanco.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Batting 2 years or fifth, 3 years is a long time.
Batting fifth at first base, Philip Evans. Batting .211.
Oh, my
in
God.
In left field, Gold Glove candidate. Batting .226, Ben Gamble.
That lineup is the 27 Yankees
Wait,
compared to
your
this
shortstop
one.
Batting seventh, hitting .202, going 0-for-4 on the day. Kevin Newman batting eighth, hitting .145 on the season. Your catcher, Michael Perez, and batting ninth.
Who's Michael Perez?
The catcher, Michael Perez.
I know.
Batting ninth in pitching, hitting .200, better than some of the guys in the order. Chase DeYoung. The starting pitcher.
The fact that you said batting .200 is such an indictment of the pitcher that year,
the
who
pitcher.
Nobody even remembers, is hitting better than half the guys in this lineup.
Three guys came off the bench. Kai Tom was a pinch hitter batting .140.
Paul, do you remember him?
Kai Tom.
Kai Tom Batting 140? Yes. Who else? He'd fit right in on this ball club.
Here's my question. How many games did Philip Evans and Kai Tom start for the Pirates?
Well, let's finish the lineup.
Decent amount. Colin Moran was a pinch hitter.
Oh,
he was hitting 291. Colin Moran.
Ron always liked him.
And Eric Gonzalez played at first base. He also had a hit in the game.
My God.
The Pirates pitchers in the game were Chase DeYoung. He went four innings and gave up four hits, one run, two walks, five strikeouts, allowed a homer. Chasen Shreve, who had a 188 ERA at the time pitch. Chris Stratton pitched for the Pirates.
Hunter's brother.
David Bednar was the setup man in the eighth, and he blew it with two runs allowed in the inning. Two strikeouts. He gave up a home run. His ERA was 3.96. Richard Rodriguez was the closer with a 171 ERA. Rich Rodriguez.
Those were the days, Limitless Wonder. All right, Paul.
How many games? I'm trying.
None of the Washington Nationals pitchers are currently on the team either. Tanner Rainey, Sam Clay. I think Kyle Finnegan actually still is. And then Brad Hand.
I'm trying to see here real quick. How many games did he start? Kai Tom.
I don't know.
One, two, okay. Probably like 20.
It wasn't many.
It was about 20. It looks
Kai
like.
Tom. Let's take a quick look.
Philip Evans,
I
don't even remember. Do you remember? I already looked it up. We're already past it.
39 games Kai Tom played for the Pirates. He hit 152.
How many did he start?
152.
He'd back cleanup here.
Everyone stinks.
At least they
stink. Now, here's a question. How about Philip Evans? Do you even remember him? I don't even remember Phil Evans being on the team.
Philip Evans, yeah, he wasn't very good either.
Do you remember
him? He was batting fifth and playing at first base.
Philip Evans was Mickey Mantle on this team. He had
Philip
five.
Evans.
Yeah.
He spent 2 years with the Pirates. In 2021, he hit 206.
But the year before, he had a 932 OPS and 11 at-bats.
Yeah, played 11 games.
His slash line with the Pirates was 229, 332, 328 with a 660 OPS.
He hasn't played since that
season.
That's
better than half the guys here. We have to go. Ian O'Connor next. Ian O'Connor has written a book on Aaron Rodgers. I want some answers to some questions here. This should be very interesting.
So, Joe, you won. So it's 3-2 now in the series for the next time around.
What? I didn't win?
You had more points than Paul. Paul didn't name three.
He said for me to name two, and I couldn't.
Yeah, but you still had more points.
No, I didn't. It was 3-2 going in.
3-2, and you had more. You had three right. He had two right.
What? The first six questions are worth 1 point. I was ahead 3-2. The last questions were 3 points, and he got it right.
No, you got it wrong.
Right, so he gets... You've gone nuts.
Paul doesn't just automatically get the 3 points.
Yes, he does.
He didn't name three. Well, I was trying to help.
He missed it. I get the point.
You got all 3 points?
Yes.
What?
My bad. I misunderstood the rules.
I win.
Because it was his choice.
Right. That's
he
why
says I... either I named three Pirates or I forced Joe to name two. He forced me, therefore he got the question right.
I misunderstood my own rules.
That's okay.
I win.
I didn't mean to get
maybe.
So mad at you.
I was trying to continue the series.
I think we should.
I'm sorry if I injured your feelings.
I think we should continue to get mad at City Limits every day.
that's okay. That's completely fine.
It's fun.
That was fun.
That was mind-boggling.
I tried to help you out there, Joe. I tried to have your back.
I know, but that would have been cheating.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in can get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. In the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, where we find New York Times bestselling author Ian O'Connor, who is about to come out with a book called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Ian, welcome to the show. We appreciate you joining us.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So even the title itself is very intriguing here. How did this project come about, and did Aaron himself cooperate in any way?
Well, at the end of the process, he gave me a two-hour fact-checking exercise session. I talked to 250 people before that, not including him. And I actually handed in my manuscript in January without him. I assumed at that point, after many, many, many requests for interviews and really getting no response and a whole lot of indifference, that I was going forward with a biography without his cooperation. Suddenly in February, I get a message from the Jets saying he's willing to see me. So I ended up at his home in Malibu. We sat for 2 hours in his backyard. His backyard is the Pacific Ocean, so it was the nicest backyard I've ever sat in. And so he was willing to engage on some sensitive issues that he's really never talked about before, particularly his family and the estrangement from his family, his parents and his two siblings. And that has gone on now for nearly 10 years, which is hard to believe, but yeah, so I originally was doing a bio of LeBron James, and then another book on LeBron came out, and I moved on. Aaron was traded into my backyard in New York, and I thought he was the most polarizing player in the NFL, and you know, maybe the most prominent American male athlete who hadn't had a defining biography written about him. So that's why I made the decision to take on this project.
Okay, now I'm more interested in the backyard session. Was he engaging? Was he satisfied with the fact-checking exercise? And did he serve you food and drink? And if so, what?
No food and drink. I was not offered anything or even the use of the bathroom. But listen, he didn't owe me a damn thing. This was an unauthorized biography. He didn't ask me to do it. I think I wore him down because I just talked to and contacted so many of his friends and associates from every aspect of his life. And even I start the book with in World War II with his grandfather. And his grandfather was an amazing combat pilot, B-24, who flew 44 combat missions against the Hitler war machine. And really, wow. There were some tremendous acts of heroism and valor that really had never been told before and documented. We had uncovered a number of confidential documents or declassified documents that were classified that detailed every single mission, including one over in Nazi Germany where his plane was on fire and bullet ridden, and he had to get it back to the American base in Italy. And he said he felt like, as he was flying over Germany, the loneliest guy in the world, and he somehow got that plane back to Italy and save those men. So this was a great man, one of the greatest members of the greatest generation. And I think when Aaron saw that I was interested in telling the story of his life and really his family's legacy that didn't involve the estrangement, that's when he decided to sit down with me.
The thing that I will always wonder about Aaron Rodgers, and you got to sit down with him a little bit. And since he is in New York, you've observed him a little bit. Is he just sort of like a crazy, like a fox guy who likes to keep people guessing? Is he sort of just some kind of strange hippie? Is he a rebel without a cause? I mean, what are your observations about who Aaron Rodgers kind of is?
Yeah, he's a contrarian and a chameleon. And some of the things you said, I do think he leans into the mysterious part of it. But I think he's naturally mysterious as well. So there's a combination of that. It's interesting because people forget he used to be considered one of the good guys in the NFL. And then COVID happened. And in August of 21, he said those four words that forever changed his life. Yeah, I've been immunized. And when he was unvaccinated, of course, the truth comes out in November of that year. And he's never recovered from that. And obviously there's been conspiracy theories stated on top of that, if you want to call it a lie. I think it was basically a lie. The Jimmy Kimmel thing hurt him. And he's leaned into this villain role. And before that, though, in years past, he was considered one of the more socially aware athletes in the NFL. So I think if he wins a Super Bowl with the New York Jets, who have not appeared in a Super Bowl since January of 1969, that could do a lot to erase some of this. And we know that victory doesn't equal virtue. But we also know that when you win a championship in sports, particularly if you end a biblical drought in New York, that could wipe away a lot of on-field and off-field sins. And I think that's what he's looking to do right now.
Ian O'Connor, New York Times best-selling author on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, about to come out with what sounds like a very interesting book called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. So was he congenial? Did he shake your hand at the end of the meeting and say, you know what, you did a good job here, or good luck with the project? Or was he congenial in any way, or was it icy cold, or I want to know more?
Oh, yeah, he was engaging. He was even charming at times. I mean, he's a very thoughtful talker, and I've always thought from a distance he was one of the best, if not the best, interviews in the NFL. He doesn't speak in cliches. He speaks in long form with his answers. He's willing to go places with you. If you have a big picture feature you're working on, he'll go along for the ride a lot of times. And yeah, he was, and afterward we did shake hands. And there were a few tense moments when I asked him about the family estrangement. But he actually did address some of it on the record, which he's never done before. And I had many interviews, or several interviews, I should say, with his parents, but spent a considerable amount of time with Ed and Darla Rodgers, who haven't seen their son virtually in 10 years. There was a scene in the book where last summer at Lake Tahoe, Aaron was playing in that celebrity golf tournament right before training camp, and his father had planted himself in the crowd hoping that Aaron would see him. Aaron did see him on the ninth hole on Saturday, and as he was walking towards the green, I think he said to himself, should I go over there? Should I act like I didn't see him? Should I act like I'm on the phone and ignore him? And he said, you know what, today I'm going over there to give him a hug. He walks over, and Ed was looking in a different direction. He turns around, and there's his son standing 15 feet away. Now, he hasn't seen him or talked to him in 9 years.
Jeez.
So he said, I froze because I didn't remember what it felt like for my son to be in my presence looking at me. And then Aaron came over, gave him a hug. They each said, I love you. Ed was crying. Aaron was emotional, but he had to go back and finish the golf tournament. And I was just surprised there wasn't really any follow-up that weekend, or really ever since. But both of them said they want to have a relationship. Aaron said he wants a relationship with his father, and that he's never said that before. So there's hope in the family that was the first baby step towards reconciliation. And I do believe the road to that reconciliation will run through his father.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of mystery surrounding Aaron Rodgers, but the flip side of it is, Ian, and we're talking with Ian O'Connor, who wrote a book, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. The flip side of it is, His legacy is a little bit complicated on the field as well, because you consider how talented he is, how good he's been. The fact that he actually did win a Super Bowl puts him in a little bit of a different category, but he's got a number of high-profile, I don't want to call meltdowns, but a number of high-profile losses in games, you know, in NFC Championship games and in the playoffs that, you know, sort of, you know, I don't know, put some questions about where he actually fits all time. I mean, would you agree with that at all?
Yeah, I think that's fair. His postseason record is barely above 500. And he's had, I mean, thank God he won that Super Bowl. I know your fan base would not agree with that. But if he didn't, I mean, what would we be saying about him? And Dan Marino went through that, but he wasn't nearly as controversial a figure as Aaron is. If he had not won a ring, boy, he would be hearing about it. So thankfully for him, he did. But yeah, he's too good. I go back and watch, and I did during my research, so much tape of him and video in his prime, and he's so good. And you're like, how is it possible this guy did not win more than one championship? But he didn't have, you look at Tom Brady, the quarterback he's always compared to. Brady has 7 rings and Aaron has 1. Brady also had arguably the greatest coach of all time, arguably the best offensive coordinator in the league, and just a system that supported him and elevated him in every way. Aaron had a better-than-average head coach. He didn't have the system. He usually didn't have a great defense. Special teams let him down at times. You remember in the 2014 NFC Championship game against Seattle, they collapsed in the final 5 minutes. All they had to do was recover an onside kick, and Aaron's back in the Super Bowl against New England, a team that he beat during that regular season, and they can't recover the onside kick. So some of it is the support system around him breaking down, and some of it is Aaron not making big plays when he had opportunities, and that is definitely a part of his record that he has to own.
Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Ian, how can people get this book? What's the best way?
It's on Amazon right now, pre-order, and it's in bookstores on Tuesday. So hopefully readers will get a chance to see it for what I intended it to be, which is a fair and honest account of a significant life, not just an athletic career. And yeah, so thank you. It was great to be with you. And I should say that I grew up in New Jersey, a rabid Cowboys fan, and the Steelers haunted my entire youth. Those 2 Super Bowls against Dallas, they still kill me. But no, I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, man. And good luck with the book. Thank you, Ian.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Or draft pick number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.